In 37 languages, the Voice of America told the rest of the world by radio of our attempts to halt the tests, our reluctance to resume explosions in the open air. And Director Edward R. Murrow of the United States Information Agency told CBS News he felt the past months of such broadcasts and presentations on this subject had had a cumulative effect on world opinion.
The passage of time has permitted the enormity of the Russian action in breaking the moratorium to sink in. It has placed the responsibility for the resumption of testing where it belongs, namely on the Soviet Union rather than on the United States. We did notice, particularly after the president's speech on March 2nd, that the worldwide reaction was one of regret, in some cases a condemnation, but nevertheless a great admixture of understanding the reasons that compelled the United States to undertake most reluctantly this move, which I might add was debated at greater length and depth than any decision that has been taken by this administration.
Washington, Cut 4.
We were explaining that there would be no testing now had the Russians not broken the three-year moratorium last fall while they were continuing, they alleged, to negotiate in good faith at Geneva. We were explaining also that every precaution will be taken in order to reduce the amount of fallout, the yield from our tests. We were explaining also that this decision was undertaken reluctantly after we had offered many concessions, and it was taken after prolonged debate and not only in the interests of the United States, but in the interests of the free world as well. By and large, the ban the bomb demonstrations have been less sizable than we had anticipated. It is our opinion that this is due to the fact that time enough has passed for the fact to sink in that it was the Soviet Union that broke the test ban, that the responsibility is theirs.
Washington, Cut 5.
We gave to the limit of prudence. Some people thought we gave beyond it. For example, on the matter of inspection, it came down to where we would inspect in the course of a given year only 1/2000th of the territory of the Soviet Union. The inspectors would have traveled by Russian transport. They could have been accompanied by Russian observers. The observation would have been limited to the seismic areas of the Soviet Union, that is, areas where earthquakes are common. And we certainly went as far as any prudent nation could go to meet the Soviet requirements in this area. It is the purpose of this government to achieve a complete ban on nuclear testing. That was our purpose before the tests began. It is the purpose during the tests, and it will be our purpose after the tests have ended. And we will continue to fix the responsibility for the breaking of the moratorium where it belongs, where history will record it, on the Soviet Union.